Hello, my name is Melissa Schmersal, and welcome to the Plus One Learning Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. This week, I interviewed Dylan, who is a sixth grade general student, and we talked all about using review games in the classroom, specifically Quizlet and quizzes. Gamifying activities in the classroom is a popular trend right now, and we discuss how games can encourage engagement and foster learning. You can learn more about quizzes and Quizlet, along with some other review games resources I've used, by checking out the Plus One Learning blog post linked in the show notes. Now, on to the interview. So, Dylan, we're going to start our discussion about review games with Quizlet. And the first thing I want to ask you is, what do you like about studying with Quizlet on your own? So that's just when you're on your computer and you can choose whatever activity you want.
So when you choose any activity, they make it fun. And at the same time, it also makes you learn a bunch of things.
Do you, when you are studying on your own, do you have an activity that you consistently go to, like gravity or matching? Or
I go to matching.
The matching?
Yes.
Is there one that you kind of avoid or one that you've tried and you don't really like to use?
I don't really like using gravity.
So what do you like about the matching? Why is that one your favorite?
Because, like, I can... It's basically, it has everything at the same time. So, like, my speed of matching things will make it faster. Like, if they're on a test, if we have to match things, then I know it straight off the bat.
So, you like it because on the matching, it lays out everything, definitions and the words or the questions and the words, depending on which set you're playing, right?
Yes.
And then, so you like having it kind of all out and you can do everything, you kind of look at everything at once.
Yes.
So what do you not like about gravity? Because gravity is the one activity on that that's very much a game. So what discourages you from going to gravity?
When you do gravity, as the little meteors are falling down, it has... like very like 10 second speed, and like sometimes is also very different, and then I have the adrenaline in me just going.
So the time limit and the fact that it's showing you the little asteroids coming down, and it impedes the learning. It makes you feel a little bit nervous and you don't feel like you learn as great. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that makes sense. So that leads me to sort of my next question, which when we do Quizlet live, it's very competitive and the leaderboard is displayed and you can see when people are going up or when people are falling down. And when you talked about time limit, that makes me think about the competitive aspect of studying with Quizlet live. So do you feel the same way about Quizlet live that you do with gravity, that there's like this time limit or this, the adrenaline is pumping? Does that help you or hurt you with Quizlet Live, do you think?
Well, the adrenaline kind of just makes me fall down. But when I have a team with Quizlet Lives, it makes it easier.
So even though that there's this adrenaline and you're kind of nervous and a little bit excited, having the team helps take the pressure off of you a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you feel about working on a team? Do you feel like you can collaborate well with your peers? Do you feel like there's good communication, or do you feel that there's, that it's kind of difficult?
I feel it depends on the people.
Yes. I've heard that a lot. I interviewed a couple of other students about what it's like to work collaboratively, like in notebooks, like how we have partner notebooks. And they said the same thing, that it depends on the people. So, but in this case, you are working with a team, right? So you usually have at least two or three other people with you. So do you feel that there's ever been a time where your entire team just bombed out and you felt completely on your own?
Yeah. One time I just had to go around and keep looking at their computers and answering on theirs.
Mm-hmm. So your way of dealing with that is just kind of like take over.
Yeah.
Now, did you take over because they weren't getting the right answers or because they were apathetic? They just weren't even wanting to play the game.
They weren't even wanting to play the game.
Okay. And that happens sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody just doesn't want to do anything. So what happens if you have a team, because I'm sure this has happened. What happens if you have a team where you have some teammates that want to play the game and they're trying, but they're getting answers wrong consistently? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
Like, at the start, when I have a team like that, we usually don't talk together. And then when we're starting to get things wrong, we usually just go on our notebooks or just like keep talking to each other.
So at the beginning, you sort of trust each other to be able to figure out the answers.
Yeah.
But then when you start realizing something's going wrong, you start collaborating. Well, that's good because then you're being reflective about what you're doing. That's excellent. So overall, would you say that you prefer the regular live where you are sitting in a group and talking, or do you prefer the variations that we do, like the relay or silent? Which one would you prefer? If I, you know, sometimes I'll give you guys a choice and say, do you want to play relay? Do you want to do silent? What do we want to do?
I would say live, because if I'm working with somebody in the class.
So just the regular live?
Yeah, just.
Where you all can talk to each other. What's it like when you're doing silent, for example? Where you are stuck in your seat and you can't talk to your partners.
I was just, my head's getting red every time we get one wrong. I'm just like.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the relay? But the kind where you can talk to each other. So it's just you at the computer. Your partners are over on the other side of the table. So you can see all the answers, but you can still talk to each other. And then you rotate around. What do you think about the relay one?
No, I just like think of one in my head and I tell everybody, do you have this one? Do you have that one?
Because
I usually know most of them.
Right. And that, and people have said that too. I've seen people get excited when Dylan's on the team, right? And that's awesome. That's good. All right. Perfect. All right, Dylan. So we've talked about Quizlet and all about live variations, working on your own. Now we're going to switch gears and move over to quizzes. So we had talked previously about the competitive aspect and how there's that adrenaline, but that working with a partner helps to, or not a partner, but a team, helps to kind of calm that down or make it a little bit easier. Yeah. How does the competitive aspect change when you're on your own? Because with quizzes, you just work on your own.
Well, it's kind of the same thing as gravity because you still have the time limit. But sometimes it makes it easier because you have a longer time limit and the questions are sometimes easier.
Right. So, and that is true because I can adjust the time limit for each question. And I usually look to see if it's a really easy question, I'll give you guys 30 seconds. Or if it's a really short question, 30 seconds. But if it's a longer question with longer answers, I'll usually give you maybe sometimes even up to 2 minutes. So, so even though you're timed, how do you feel? Because I try to give you guys enough time to where you're not sitting there forever. You don't have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
But you are still timed. Do you feel that the timers are better in quizzes since I do kind of adjust that accordingly?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about the leaderboard? Do you still feel that kind of that adrenaline behind you like you see on the leaderboard with Quizlet, or is it a little bit different?
Oh, yeah. Every time I turn around or, like, I answer a question, I'm just like, I need to go there in fifth at least.
So there's that push. Now, do you feel – how would you feel if I didn't have the leaderboard up? Do you think that would help you, or do you think that would hurt the game in some way?
I mean, sometimes, like, everybody looks at – the main leaderboard and they just say that what place they're in, or they can, and also if you don't have that, when you answer a question you see the leaderboard, there probably less people be talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So my point of view, from the teacher point of view, I look at the leaderboard as something that helps to kind of encourage you guys to do well.
Yeah.
Right? So everybody wants to win a game. Right. Yeah. Nobody doesn't, you know, nobody wants to be the person that doesn't come in first place. And so my hope is that that's encouraging to you. Do you feel that it encourages you to do better, or do you feel that it's aggravating, that it pumps your adrenaline in a bad way?
I feel like it encourages me.
Yeah. That's great to hear. Cause I don't want to be thinking that I'm doing something wrong this whole time. Right. That'd be awful. So, Dylan, we've talked about Quizlet. We've talked about quizzes. So, in the end, if I were to ask you to choose between doing a round of Quizlet Live and doing a round of quizzes, which would you choose to do?
I would say Quizlet.
Quizlet. Why do you? Why would you prefer Quizlet?
In Quizlet, you have a team, and then you can communicate with each other. But in quizzes, you do also have a time limit, which also get a adrenaline going up.
Right. It's very nerve-wracking to have that time. So with Quizlet, we don't really have a time limit. You can spend as long as you want on each question, but there's that leaderboard, right? Because the whole point is whichever team gets to, it's 11, right? So whichever team gets to 11. So the time limit is really kind of decided by the class as a whole. So, and with quizzes though, you don't have that, or you do have the timers for each question. So you prefer Quizlet because no time limit and the team aspect. So the collaborative aspect is your favorite. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the last thing I'm going to ask you to do is to think about studying and reviewing with Quizlet and quizzes, or reviewing, let's say, on your own by going over your notes, mm-hmm. or even by talking about your notes, because you said that you enjoyed the collaborative aspect. Yeah. So if I said, okay, we're going to do a round of Quizlet Live or a round of quizzes, mm-hmm. or you could go over your notes by yourself or with your team, which one would you say is better to study with from your point of view?
I would say going with your team.
Like reviewing with your team or studying with the game?
I say studying with the game.
Okay. What do you think makes the game a better study aid for you, or a better review thing for you?
Because like the learning in Quizlet, you get to have fun and you also get to have learning during that time.
So do you feel like you are from my point of view, I like the games because I feel like you guys, of course, I like to see you guys having fun, but I also feel that you're more engaged. Like you're paying attention more to the questions than if I were to just give you a piece of paper to fill out. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little bit more engaged. Perfect. Well, I want to say thank you so much for staying after school. You could have 1,000 things you could be doing, and instead you decided to be here and help me out. I appreciate it. It's valuable feedback for me, obviously, but all of our listeners, I think, gain valuable feedback as well. I'm assuming we all have teachers that are listening. I don't know what non-teacher is sitting here listening to you talk about Quizlet, but I think it's important for the teachers to hear from the student perspective, because you guys are the ones doing this, right? Like, I can have all the ideas in the world, but if they don't line up, like, if you don't feel this, or if you're not, you know, actually learning something the way I think you are, then it's all pointless, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So thank you again. And who knows, we might see you on a future episode.
Okay.
Thanks for listening today. To keep updated on all things Plus One Learning, you can follow me on Twitter @PlusOneLearning. You can also check out the Plus One Learning blog, where I write about how you can integrate educational technology and gamification into your classroom. Tune into next week's episode to hear me talk with one of my advanced students all about Google Calendar.